B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan.
Grab me a beer, will you, Tommy? This is, of course, Joffrey. What do you want?
Oh, stop it!
What do you want?
I just somebody talk.
Oh, really? Are you crying, you big baby, you big puss?
He's got a family.
Oh, God! Stop!
What's the matter? What's the matter, you panty waste?
He's got a family, Stan.
You have a family, don't you, Joffrey?
Uh-huh.
You are married.
I used to.
What happened? What happened? What happened, buddy? The beard finally give up the ghost and get the hell out of town with your babies, which are Pomeranian dogs. Your babies. What? She finally catch on to what you're all about. Oh, come on, you admit it.
Susan and I had a terrible fight.
You had a terrible fight with your fake wife, Susan. What happened? I'm not laughing. I'm crying for you. What happened, buddy?
Well, we were on our way back from Ohio.
From Ohio? What were you doing up in Ohio?
Visiting her folks.
Uh-huh, and they like you, don't they? Nice rugged guy like you coming up, seeing the father-in-law. He likes that.
No.
So you come back from Ohio with your beard, your wife Susan, and you get into a little argument. And what happened?
Everything was just fine.
Uh huh.
And we decided to stop for the night.
Right at like a motel.
Uh huh.
Right off the highway.
Uh huh.
Uh huh. Then what?
Well, everything was fine.
Okay.
We had dinner at Stuckey's.
Nice. You can't go wrong there.
And oh.
But it's okay. So
never heard him this upset.
No, never. So you had dinner with
uh-huh.
Then what?
Well, then it was bedtime.
Right, bedtime.
And I've never known Susan to be like this. But she grabbed the back of my head and said, "Get down there!"
Yeah, all right, and that's
taking charge.
Yeah, taking charge, doing what you come on now.
Oh, needless to say, I did what you guys would do. I burst into tears.
We wouldn't burst into tears.
Heck no.
That's a woman taking charge
right there. Man.
Tell you what she wants. She's got needs.
I threw up on her.
You threw up on her.
Uh-huh. And I said, I can't do this, Susan.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this.
And she said, if you can't do this, Jeff, then I'll find someone who will.
Uh-huh. Well, she's absolutely
and
right.
And then
there.
She locked me out of the hotel and the car.
Oh, no.
She locked you out of the hotel and the car?
And I was banging on the door, and I said, Susan, what am I going to do? And she yelled at me and said, hitch, bitch.
And meanwhile, you're standing out there in your own sick.
In my own sick in my underpants. So I didn't even have my phone or anything. Just right. Me in my undies.
Right.
Heidi Whitey's.
I know. The only thought that went through my mind is I got to get home.
What kind of underwear do you wear, Joffrey? Do you wear the jockey or the boxer?
I wear Beckham brand.
Beckham brand.
Yeah, the David Beckham collection.
Isn't that those grape huggers?
Yeah, real tight bikinis.
Haven't you seen the ads? They're really hot.
Yeah, and you'd find them especially hot. So what did you want to do then? I mean, you're sitting out there.
I wanted to go home.
I know, but you know what? Be a man. Man up a little bit. You're out there. You're in a situation. You know, most men, instead of going in the fetal position and crying and saying, I want to go home, we'll go and do something about it. What'd you do, man?
Well, I did, mister. Hold on a second. I'm almost out of Virginia Slims.
You're smoking? Wait a second. Are you smoking Virginia
Slims?
You're smoking her Virginia Slims.
Oh, I like them too.
I bet you do. So you're in a predicament now, Pansy. What did you do?
I walked up to the interstate.
You walked? Wait a second. You walked up to the interstate. Wouldn't the reasonable thing be go to the front desk, find a maybe like one of those free newspapers that you get around the motel, cover yourself up a little bit, go to the front desk and say, I've got a situation here.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
Can I get another room? I'll pay you for it as soon as
I didn't have any money.
You got the room. They know you're good for it. They got a credit card on file. You can go and get yourself another room and sleep the night off and let cooler heads prevail. Instead, no, you head up nearly nude to the interstate. What are you thinking, you...
Easy.
I just wanted to go home.
Okay. So you thought the best way to go home...
And I just thought to myself, just like Dorothy, there's no place like home.
Oh, you... Big puss. And so, nude, virtually nude, you go up to the interstate. What did you do once you reached the highway, Joffrey?
I started to hitchhike.
You know, it's illegal to hitchhike on the interstate.
It's illegal to hitchhike.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
You're nude with your thumb out on an interstate. Sick. So sick and disgusting. All right. Okay. But I'll follow along here. You're on the interstate, nude, and you're thinking.
I was walking and I got stickers and prickers. And then I cut my foot on a broken beer bottle.
Oh, poor baby. Did you need a stitch?
No, it's all infected now.
Yeah, that could be bad.
All pussy.
So you're on the highway. You're hitching. Did anybody pick you up?
Not for a long time.
You just get. Did you stand still?
A lot of people were honking the horn.
I bet they were.
And somebody threw a beer at me.
That's a hate crime right there.
Yeah.
So were you standing there or were you actually walking?
I walked until I hurt my toe.
Right, and then
then I stopped.
And fell to the ground.
And then I thought the only thing I can do is to try to keep pressure off it. So I went into the karate stance that Ralph Macchio used at the end of the first Karate Kid.
The crane.
Right.
The crane.
But then finally a big rig pulled over.
A big rig, an 18-wheeler. Yeah, and he what did he say? Get up in the cab, sweetheart.
And it was hard.
Right,
because it's really high up.
Right, and he climbed up there, 18-wheeler on a highway that time of night had to be a sleeper cab, right?
Yeah, and he basically just said. You know,
get down there.
What happened? And I told him the whole, you know, I didn't tell him the whole story. Right. I just said, you know, that I was having marital problems.
Right. You didn't tell him you threw up, did you?
No.
Did you tell him how you were forced?
No, I would not tell someone my business like that. I just said I had a fight.
Right.
And I hate women.
You told a trucker driving in the middle of the night with a sleeper cab who picked you up nearly nude driving south on the highway that you hate women. That had to be a good adventure. What happened after that? Did he reinforce your hatred of women and show you what a man can do?
Well, after he heard my story, I didn't notice it to begin with, but he turned on the interior lamp of the cab.
Right, yeah.
And he said, hey, hey, do you see the sign? I said, what sign? And he pointed at the sign that was, like, super glued to the dashboard.
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, cash, gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free.
Oh.
And then he grabbed the back of my head and said, get down there. I threw up all over him.
All right, Joffrey.
And then he beat me up and threw me out of the
And then,
thankfully, the sun came up, and Susan came by and saw me on the side of the road, picked me up, and threw me in the back, and just said, you're pathetic, and hasn't said a word since. I am under such a stress.
I've got
a tickle in my throat.
All right.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits.
That's the way I do it.
Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. You know what? I'm going to let everybody know right now. I have forced myself back. I woke up this morning. I was in a great mood. Great mood. And then I wasn't. And I have just physically forced myself back into a good mood because right this second, I feel pretty good. I wasn't a couple hours ago, but right now, I'm damn good.
So you started the day good.
Yep. I always start the day, for the most part, pretty good.
Well, you know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but now you force yourself back to a good mood.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm not going to let...
That would tell me...
things get to me today.
That something must have occurred to take you out of your naturally good mood
you
that you
correct.
Wake up in.
You are correct. You are... username and passwords. That, let me explain something. I'm so...
You told me you had that fixed.
No, look.
You said that you found something that remembers it for you.
I try to keep you out of so many things. Because I know
and
deep
it's pointless.
Inside, it's pointless, and you'd lose your mind, and then I'd lose you for the whole day. For the whole week.
Then don't tell me.
I can't. Well, I'm going to tell you. You're out of it. You don't have to worry about it. It started this morning. My wife heads off to work, and I'm like, have a great day, honey. I'll talk to you soon. Stay in touch. I was in a good mood. So I get to working and stuff. And I don't know how many of you people know this. Haney and I, we were forced into it. We're a corporation. And we have a bank. There's not a lot of money in it, trust me. There ain't enough where he and I could take anything from it. But there's money in there. And I keep a book of passwords and stuff.
A physical book.
A physical book. Nobody knows what it is. Only I can decipher it. I'll put little shorthand notes.
Also, it's encoded.
Yeah.
It's written down, but encoded.
Correct.
So you have to know the key
yep.
to unlock that password. Because what's written there isn't the password.
You wouldn't recognize it as anything.
It's a hint to the password,
right.
And it takes your brain
precisely.
To decode it.
Precisely.
All right.
Precisely. So... you're right. I told you with the internet, it has that password vault, but there are certain ones.
You were really excited about it.
There are certain ones that I don't put into that vault. I need...
because you won't trust the vault.
Correct.
And where you keep it in a little notebook.
Or if the thing crashes, I still have it.
Written down in the notebook with
yes.
the ciphers.
Yes. So this morning...
are you using, like, the Enigma code?
Will you stop it? So, I'm getting into bed.
Or is it a simpler one?
Stop. I'm going to fall off the cliff. So, I go to where we have our corporation out. Tax time's coming up. I got to get our accountant stuff.
It's coming up in April.
Yeah, but I try to get it out at the end of January. That way I get a refund back faster. That's neither here nor there. This is parenthetical information you don't need.
Have you gotten your...
will you please?
Your what? Tag renewal yet?
I did it. I did that last night.
So now I know why you were in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know our account like the back of my hand. I mean, the sign-in and the password. So I go to our
Mr. Big Stuff 69.
Correct.
Yep.
And I type it in, and I type in the password and hit enter. Incorrect username or password. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's the same one I use every damn time. Let me re-enter it again. Incorrect username or password. Well, then I got to get out the book. And I look at the book and I say, that's what I put in.
Third time. Now, I know on the fourth time I'm going to get locked out, and then I got to call the bank. So I try the third time. Exact one I've always used. Enter. Incorrect username or password.
Locked out.
Not yet. That was one. I said, would you like to reset your password?
Yeah, you got to give in now.
I said, sure. I'll reset the damn thing. I can't believe I can't get onto the account. So reset the password. Change the password around to a little something else. Gives me the little check mark confirmed. Thank you. Your password is changed. This shouldn't be this way. And, oh, and by the way, in setting this up, they're now telling you, because you used to be able to use a series of numbers or letters.
Yeah, now you got to have the wacky character.
Yeah, then it was upper or lowercase. Now you need an exclamation or some other oddball character in there. I do all that.
And they were worried people couldn't remember phone numbers.
No kidding.
And now we have to remember all these passwords.
So,
Seriously, they felt people could not remember a 7-digit phone number.
I have to write them down in the book. So
now we got to remember wacky characters and upper and lowercase.
You need a little star, an exclamation point, hashtag, whatever. So I put it all back in. Reset, said it was all reset. I hit enter. We're sorry, your password.
Oh, no, you got hacked. That was fake.
I don't know how fake it is, because I come into work today. Oh, we had big news at work today. Guess what? We're doing away with all the paper trail for when you have to do commercials and all this stuff. You just go on this website, and it's all waiting for you. You weren't at the meeting. I understand. I keep you away from this stuff.
Thank you.
So,
from the bottom of my heart.
So I go and I set up our account. Said, go right in. Adam, our operations manager, sent us the hookup, the link up.
Okay, uppercase, lowercase, number, wacky character.
Everything. And it says, confirmed. Thank you for signing up. And so I go, all right, let's put it to work. Let's see what it looks like.
See what this is.
I even wrote it down on a piece of paper, stick'em paper, to keep in our desk.
Unciphered?
Drawer. Yes.
Oh, my God.
To make sure that I had everything right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Username or password. And I'm like, can this get any worse? Can it get any worse? So I try that three times. It's not taking.
So the one that you just typed
the
in.
One
the
I
one
I
that you
made.
Chose.
One that I just made and I chose it.
And so now this website is telling you, even though you chose the information, what you're entering now is wrong.
So I said,
you would know better than the computer, wouldn't you?
So I tried three times. I said, maybe it's just not. Let me go to the link again and reset it up.
So you're knocking three times, but what you're getting back is twice on the pipe.
Yup. So I go again, and I type in for it, because it's all for the employees here, and I type in again, Stan and Amy. We're sorry. That username is already taken.
Oh,
of course it is. I made it. So I go back to logging in. We're sorry. Incorrect username or password. I had to walk away from it. I said, what is this? What happened to just sign on to my account? I was losing my mind. And I said, you know what? This is making a good day suddenly turned very sour. So I pushed it aside. I shut off the computer. I went and had some warmed up Chinese food, a cool smoke, a little bit of Starbucks coffee.
Be careful. What kind of Chinese?
This one handles okay. I don't swell up.
Well, you know, they've got all kinds of problems from Chinese food right now.
I'm good. Don't worry. I'm fine. Do I look good?
Well,
hot.
They've had to close down the city of Wuhan, China.
I understand this is Americanized Chinese food.
Yeah, but people have traveled from Wuhan and it's gotten into the United States. And you know what it's from?
What?
Chinamen eating bats.
Okay, I'm back in a bad mood again.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to have
Stan's audio grab bag for you in just a second. Also, in about an hour, chance for you to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. We'll have Mark Haney in the news later on today. And also, our question of the week. And don't forget, 4 o'clock safe word coming up at 4. I'm looking at the word right now, but I can't tell you. But it's a chance for you to possibly pick up $1,000.
What goes on in here?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
I've heard rumors around here about something.
Well,
go ahead.
I just flashed back to you describing your visit to the BBC.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how things are run there.
Like a machine.
In that if you weren't escorted and had the proper credentials, you weren't getting anywhere near anything.
You don't. You got to go through like multiple, multi-thick doors to get to any of their studios. And you have to be escorted.
So I come in from outside trying to make my way to the studio, knowing that we're going on the air in 10 seconds.
From where you are, somebody just stared at us in the window like I'm a circus animal. And you probably have maybe 25 yards to walk, if that, from where you're
parked. I do it all the time. It's not a big deal.
What happened? Who was there?
I come through the door.
Yeah.
And the hall isn't all that wide. It's wide enough for two people to pass each other going the opposite way.
Who's in the hall?
But if somebody takes up that middle lane, and it was a lady that was holding big sacks on either side, I could not get past her.
Blonde?
Yeah.
Okay, leave it alone. She was looking at us.
I could not get here.
I didn't think that's what you were talking about.
No, I see the lights on, stands on the air, and I'm like 10 feet away, but I can't get here.
So I get out. You want to tell me about you? So something happened here last night?
What, something going on here at night?
Evidently.
Well, I just did something on the air list. I didn't know if you knew because I cleaned it off, so I didn't think anybody could tell.
Oh, jeez.
See what I mean?
Sorry.
I've heard that he does filthy things.
Yep. What'd you do?
There's this thing called the soy sauce challenge. Have you heard of it?
Very
yeah,
well.
I know.
And what is it? What do you got?
Highbrow humor. You have to, apparently, according to a study, mice have taste receptors in their testicles.
Yeah.
So people are going
on that.
TikTok and they're taking videos of themselves seeing if they can taste
there
soy sauce
the same
way.
There are people who allege that if you put the jewels in something because it supposedly has taste buds, that if you put like soy sauce, you can actually taste it. You did that.
I did.
What the hell?
I made sure it was clean.
Jeez.
Sterilized. Tight shirt Tony from down the hall had to help.
You know, come on.
You know better.
I made sure not to go near your side of the studio, if that means anything to you.
What?
You know what?
Near my side.
Big Stan.
You've got a wonderful, beautiful wife.
She is. My girlfriend said, boy, I saw Rob's wife. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's
and
bizarre.
You've got an adorable young son.
Photogenic.
Tiny kid. Looks like he should still be, laying in a bassinet.
Yeah.
But he's walking already.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And you have the nerve.
The
unmitigated gall to pull stunts like this. See, at first I thought, well, he doesn't know better. He's a punk.
He knows better.
I do know better, but they want me to TikTok.
So
that's been the edict.
They made you do this?
They're making me TikTok now. It's part of us.
How can you live with yourself?
It was hard. I have to be. There was a point where I looked down and I was cleaning up soy sauce from the ground.
And what was left of your dignity?
Yep. And I'm just going, no, this is what I went to college for.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Did you taste it?
No, I did not. It was a giant waste of time.
I was curious.
It killed 40 minutes on the air last night.
What did you go to college for?
Communications.
Oh, geez.
I have a degree, a bachelor's of science.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. They warned me about doing that.
Didn't anybody tell you?
It was. I'm still in the hole. I don't make enough to pay.
It took me years to get out of the hole.
You know what? I don't want to hear any more of your whining. You make a living wage.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Let's grab bag.
It was seen to that you make a living wage.
Thank you.
But is there ever going to come a point where you're going to say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, we've had that conversation.
He wants to be a stand-up comedian.
That's not a good life. I want a stable life.
Well, what have you done up to this point is sabotaging that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Jeez. It all started with crying about LeBron. It did.
It went to his head.
Yeah, it went to his head because
I've been on Leno.
Yeah, and he hit a home run right off the bat very early in his career. Home run. It's like the baseball player at his first at bat hits a grand slam. Mm-hmm. And they're always waiting for him now, 4 or 5 seasons in. When are you going to do it again?
I peaked 10 years ago.
Let's do the grab bag.
I know,
but I heard the rumors. I didn't know the full story. I heard the rumors. That this room may want to be degaussed.
So you were coerced into doing that.
I had to come in for an early meeting.
Oh, jeez. Somebody said try mint toothpaste.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, it's not experiment.
Not a burn.
Can I ask you, because yes. this was planned and thought out, who was that meant to appeal to?
I think they want video aspect.
I think that's what I had. There it is. You didn't film this.
Oh, I did.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How old are you?
33.
Oh, man.
Father of 3.
Yeah.
Oh, 3.
Yeah.
So in addition to the little one I saw.
Daughter and a son as well. Yep. That's the whole family.
That kid is going to dominate. I'm telling you right now, walking at that size.
Yeah.
He's going to dominate.
Very athletic, Mitch.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. At the age of 33, you should already know. Yeah. There's something about the internet. It's forever.
Yeah,
oh, I know.
Forever.
It's on my phone. It's not been posted.
And so I want you, if you can, to just project 10, 12 years down the line when your athletic young son is dominating on the soccer field or the baseball field, and his buddies go, is this really your dad? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Two things will happen with that. They'll either think
with
he's
the first
really,
pick in the really... NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Rob's son. Well, of course, no stranger to limelight. We know what his old man did. Let's throw that up there.
Either they're going to think you're really cool or that you're the biggest idiot.
Oh.
A biggest idiot. They already do. The 10-year-old's friends are like, what's he doing on the radio?
Oh, God.
Well... again, we can't judge too harshly because you were able to purchase the negatives.
Oh, don't even bring that up. Yes, in those days, nothing was digital.
Yeah, and you could stop it.
Yep.
For a price.
I purchased the negatives.
Yep. Now, can you imagine if the internet was around back then?
Because
it would have been on the same day.
Yes. Can we do the grab bag?
I just don't understand.
Why is it turning to me? I was having a whole lot of fun picking on Rob. Now it's on me.
Well, I was moving along because my final thought is still wondering out loud, who is that designed to appeal to?
I don't know.
Who's going to look at that and go, wow, that's great.
Let's look at Rob's show. Dunking it in the soy sauce.
And if it's not his idea and he doesn't feel good about it, it makes it even worse.
No, it was my idea to do. It was under the pressure of, hey, let's put some TikTok videos together. And I went,
What the hell is TikTok?
This is what they're doing.
That's it's a video platform, isn't it?
That's part of the problem. I don't even understand what it is. It's a
like
short
quick
clip
thing.
Video.
I thought that was a Chinese hacking site.
No, well, it was.
Oh, probably is, and it'll take all my information, and then the radio station will go, that's on you, pal.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a lot of respect for MBS there, the leader of Saudi Arabia. He got Jeff Bezos on WhatsApp by sending him a video that had a virus on it. Did you see that?
No, but I see this.
What?
Stan Half Rob put some tiger balm. They're trying to hurt
you. Let's be clear. Testicles are not for experimentation.
They're trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't really. Don't do anything like that again. Ever.
Okay, good
to
know.
Rob, just don't tell him you did it, okay? And don't let word go all around the radio station about what you've done, because I didn't hear one complimentary thing.
And you know what you could have done? Just taken the video from some random Facebook page, and they don't have to see your face.
Yeah, like from the waist down.
They'll know. They'll know.
What have they done to you, son?
Torturing me.
How would they know? It's worse than I thought, Stan.
No, I told you.
Jesus.
I don't know if I have time to do this.
His fascination with social media.
You know what? I'll do it on the next break.
You know,
I got too much.
And you know who's making the money off that? It's not
it's
Rob.
Not him.
It's not Rob and his balls.
Yeah.
It's not even our company.
No.
It's
TikTok.
The Chinaman.
Yep. That hacked Asian website.
See, the Chinaman, because Clinton sold out to them so much, we've been blind to them for years. Virtually every drone that an individual private citizen can buy, all made in China, and it took Trump to figure out they're probably all hacked. You got to throw them away.
What are you talking about? I just bought a drone.
You know, we've never talked about that.
I know. It was a...
For quick. What?
Look, if I can't get into it now. I don't have time to get into it now. I owned a drone.
You owned?
I own a drone.
Why?
That's my business. Now, look.
I can't think of a single reason that you need...
It's a camera drone.
Yeah, I know.
And then you take it as a hobbyist, and you fly, and it's got it on the screen. You can take videos flying out. Like, I can take it over my golf course.
You
take
can
a look
spy on your neighbors.
You can't get it. Ain't that clear? It has nothing to do, and it makes a noise when it flies, so you ain't spying on them.
Then what do you want it for?
Well, I can't use it.
Why?
Because the drone that I bought hasn't been updated to the company's app yet, so it doesn't work.
Oh, but this is the drone that you bought at the store so you could get it the same day.
Yes.
Because you didn't want to order it online.
Yes.
So it wasn't updated.
No. I'm waiting for it so I can use it. Look, why don't you concentrate more on Rob? You know?
You know, Rob, you could use a drone because your production value, the next time that you teabag something, if it was filmed from a drone, that would take it right over the
top. Flying in the room, and then you got to, you know,
take it right over the top.
I see.
Then you could zoom right down.
You want to buy a drone from me? If the app don't work.
No, I can't on that living wage. Thank you, though.
We'll be back. I'll do the grab bag when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We'll do the grab bag, as promised. And if I have time, we'll do the local beat. Got a real beauty for you.
We got to make time for the local beat.
And then half hour from now, we'll give you a chance to win. I got a lot of good prizes up for grabs. We'll play Stan's Name That List later on today. Well, 4 o'clock, it'll be the safe word. And then our question of the week later on today.
I'm sorry. I hope we don't miss the local beat because we're talking about Rob's nuts. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. You know, Haney and I have said it for years. Those little cliches, it is what it is, and all of these damn things where you need to stop using. I guess the one that's going around now, especially for the ladies, stop using this. Just stop it.
Hey, here's something to work on in 2020. If everyone could make the effort to stop saying, "I know, right?" It's had its run. Please make it stop. I know, right? See?
I know, right? Oh, I got a beauty for you for our celebrity photo of the day.
How many celebrity photos do we have?
This one. Haney and I decided to take a little trip to, in the old days, Calder Race Course.
Oh, yeah.
And we are with, from 2006, Hall of Fame jockeys Edgar Prado and Ramon Dominguez.
Ramon Dominguez was my favorite.
Both of them, winners of Triple Crown races. Edgar is in the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. These guys have won. You say, can you make a living doing that? They've won, with both of them individually, millions of dollars.
What happened with Ramon? Didn't he have a bad accident?
He had a severe concussion, retired about 4 or 5 years ago. Serious head injury.
I followed Ramon since he was a bug boy.
And Edgar Prado was for about 6-7 years running the number one jockey in the country.
Dominant.
And he had some injuries. He's still racing, but not the force that he was. Both of them Hall of Famers. 2006.
Yeah, Ramon was a bug boy at Delaware Park, and he won all the races for like a year.
And then hit the big time, and then he hurt himself, as a lot of jockeys do.
It's dangerous.
It is Throwback Thursday. At some point, we have to learn technology. I'm learning gradually.
Today's program is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Sorry you're so old that you have to use a scanner to post your Throwback Thursday pictures.
That's me. That's that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was a good day.
It sure was. So a guy owns a duck.
What?
Follow me.
You say
on this.
Somebody stepped on a duck?
Guy owns a duck. And he noticed every time he picked the duck up, its feet would try to paddle. You know, it's in the air and it's paddling its feet in the air. And he said, wait a second. There's actually a pattern to this. Let me take my duck over to a snare drum and see if he's got beat. Right
on. You
know,
if you've got a duck and you've got a snare drum, you should give it a try.
Yeah. I'm going to play you something that just hit the internet, I think, yesterday.
Why does he have a duck?
I don't know. People like a duck. Our accountant has a duck.
Yeah, but she's got a lot of acreage.
No, he keeps it as a pet.
In the house?
I think it's been in the house. Got a chicken, too.
But she doesn't keep them in the house.
I think they go in the house. I mean, they don't stay in the house, I don't think.
Yeah.
They have started releasing Super Bowl commercials. And this one has got the internet all abuzz. Why? It's a Planters peanut commercial. And if you look at it, they just killed off Mr. Peanut, who's 100 and something years old.
They posted it
early.
That's an icon.
They're driving the Mr. Peanut mobile. Mr. Peanut, Wesley Snipes, and Matt Walsh are in the car. and they're all, and they get into an accident because there's an armadillo in the road. The car goes, the peanut car goes spinning off, and they're all hanging onto a tree branch, and they can't, it can't hold their weight. And Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself and lets go of the branch over the cliff.
Why would he? He's the lightest one.
You can see that right there. I'm going to play it for everybody. And then you think, oh, he might have made it. And then the peanut mobile blows up. And then it has his obituary, 1916 to 2020.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh, look out!
Abandoned man!
We're too heavy.
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut. No! Maybe he'll be all right. Maybe not.
We'll have to wait until the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's a joking matter.
I don't either. You don't mess with Mr. Peanut. You want to have, you want to feel good? Just listen to Kurt Russell's laugh. Somebody found the old commentary track for the video release of The Thing that Kurt Russell starred in 1982. And they're doing the video commentary of the movie. And Kurt Russell displays his very infectious laugh that just makes everybody feel good.
The big hat was something I really enjoyed. I don't know how you felt about it. But
well, I had to learn with it. I had to learn to love it.
We had some adventures that I think we really can't talk about here on this laser disc. Will Brimley, who is
a long way from those oatmeal commercials here, isn't he?
He hides behind you. He hid. Now there's going to be a...
I'll kill you.
Now, did somebody have to volunteer for that shot?
Our camera operator, Ray Stella. He said, I can do this all day. Again, in goes the needle. In the,
is that Ray?
That's Ray, Ray again, yeah. He wanted to do every one of them.
Ray's in rehab now, isn't he?
Yeah. I'd like to party with that dude.
This is great. Eddie Murphy describing the worst advice he ever got.
Are they going to turn on him if he keeps performing?
This is, I don't know. I think about this, and this kind of alludes to it. Eddie Murphy was sitting down talking about the worst advice he ever got. Take a listen.
Years ago, I was played the comic strip in Fort Lauderdale, and I was maybe 17, and Rodney Dangerfield comes in. So I was like, Mr. Dangerfield, after the show, will you watch my set? And he was like, yeah, sure, kid. Now, this is 1980, so it's like this kid on stage doing edgy racial stuff. And so afterwards, Dangerfield sees me, and he's like, hey, kid, I don't know where you're going to go with that, you know, with the language and the race stuff. I was crestfallen. Cut to 2-3 years later, and I was at Vegas in the bathroom. Rodney Dangerfield comes to the urinal right next to me, and I look over, and he looks at me and says, hey, who knew?
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy's stuff today, well, it doesn't fly.
Yet because, he's still beloved.
Yes.
But what made him famous... No one in their right mind would try to do that
on
material
stage anymore. I don't know. Oh.
It's almost like there's been some sort of contagion.
Yeah. Oh, those chemtrails.
Is that what it
could
is?
Could be. Pearl Jam has a new song. It was released yesterday. It's called Dance of the Clairvoyance.
Falling down, not staying down. Could have held me up, brother, tear me down. Drown in the river.
Expecting perfection leads a
Can you start that over? Because I want to give it a different intro and see if you buy it. Tell me when it's ready.
All right, it's ready.
Okay, and great news. This is brand new from In Excess. Falling down,
not staying down.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
I think you'd believe me.
Yeah. How many years has it been since Pearl Jam had anything released? Well, that's a little different. Sounds like In Excess.
The way they were with the guitars at the beginning there, I'm like, that sounds like In Excess. But then again, when I heard In Excess, I thought, man, they're ripping off the Magnum P.I. theme. So I'm rarely right.
But you know what? You're entitled to your opinion, Haney.
I hate that word, entitled.
Yeah. It's official now. It is 100% signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
The Raiders were born in Oakland and played 13 seasons in L.A. Both cities will always be part of our DNA. But we are now the Las Vegas Raiders.
That was owner Mark Davis making the announcement yesterday. It's all a done deal.
You know who he's been hanging out with?
Who?
Tom Brady.
Ah, wonder why. For those who love to watch the PBS.
I thought you were going to say for those about to rock.
No, I got to just mention this and I'm going to get into a final little bit here. But this is just something that broke today. He lived a full life. Jim Lehrer passed away today at 82.
I thought he was 85.
Long time newsman for PBS. Remember the McNeil Lehrer report, and then it was just Jim Lehrer?
Mm-hmm.
Was he 85 or 82? He might have been 85. I thought I saw 82.
85.
Okay. Full life. You know what? I'd like to live a full life to 85.
Would you really?
Yeah, if I could still be productive. If I was
are you productive?
Are
you productive now? Really?
Iffy.
I mean, arguments could be made either way. That's a big ticket item there to say productive.
Legendary Monty Python star Terry Jones passed away on Tuesday.
Boy, they captured lightning in a bottle, didn't they?
They sure did. He battled dementia. He was 77 years old. The only other Python member who has died so far is Graham Chapman. They became so famous, and it's the type of humor. They're brilliant. They had that British humor that in the 70s was incredible. Here's Terry Jones. And the other...
Never forget the first time I saw the Ruttles. That was the first
awesome
Python.
That's spectacular.
Yep.
Here they are. Here's Terry Jones and the legendary Monty Python and a little clip from Flying Circus.
Morning.
Morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and Spam, egg, bacon and Spam, egg, bacon, sausage and Spam. Spam, bacon, sausage, and Spam. Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon, and Spam. Spam, 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 egg, and Spam. Spam, 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 baked beans, Spam, 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 and Spam. Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mornay sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a pie on top, and Spam.
Have you got anything without Spam in it?
Well, Spam, egg, sausage and Spam. It's not got much Spam in it.
I don't want any Spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage?
That's got Spam in it.
Not as much as Spam, egg, sausage and Spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage without the Spam? What do you mean? I don't like Spam.
Can't I have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage without the Spam?
Why not?
It wouldn't be egg, bacon, Spam and sausage, would it?
I don't like Spam.
make a fuss, dear. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, and spam.
Baked beans are off.
We can have spam instead.
You mean spam, 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 spam.
Yes.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. All right, we got a little bit of time for the local beat. If you want to hear what I got a beauty for you, a real beauty.
A real beauty? Wow. All right.
Somebody that's got a little bit of a wire loose, a little bit of a thing that can't get along with others, and the neighborhood has had it. Let me know when you got my deal. There we go. Thank you. This, I believe, was from NBC2. Headline. Woman accused of stalking neighbor smashes his home's doors and tiles with a hammer. Dateline, Northport, Florida. Right up the street. A nightmare of a neighbor has a Northport man scared for his property and his own well-being. Police arrested one, and she's a real beauty, one Jane Lipinski. There she is. There she is. After they said she took a hammer and smashed her neighbor's ceramic tiles and his welcome sign.
This is an adult.
Yes. So he had his welcome sign and tiles, ceramic tiles, smashed them. It happened on a Napa court on Sunday up in Northport. A neighbor watched as Lipinski swung at her own trash can with a hammer.
Jesus.
On Monday, Harvey Theed walked outside of his home to find his ceramic tiles scattered and shattered all over the front yard. He didn't actually see Lipinski physically smash up the property, but he had a hunch.
He looks like a nice guy.
He is. He had a hunch she was the one responsible and called the cops. Lipinski, who takes pride in what she does, readily admitted to the police that, yes, I was responsible for the damage. She told officers, quote, I smashed them. I smashed the welcome sign.
Why would you smash a welcome sign?
Police arrested Lipinski, and while she
She's
was...
She's mean.
Yes, she is. Police arrested Lipinski, and while she was in cuffs, they discovered there have been multiple calls of harassment and stalking made by Theed against Lipinski, the neighbor. Afraid Lipinski's rage won't end, Theed has bought cameras to catch her in the act the next time she strikes because he knows she's going to do it again.
Yeah, if nobody stops her.
Lipinski is now out of jail. She's facing stalking and criminal mischief charges.
But yet, she goes right back next door to the guy.
That's why he had to buy cameras. Because now he'll get it right on film.
Wouldn't a hammer take a camera out?
Depends on where you got him. Depends on where you got him.
Maybe he's got to get a drone.
I got one I can sell him. Camera don't work on it.
You probably get a hold of him and let him know.
Yeah.
It's just the app doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll reach out. I'm going to give you a chance to win when we come back. We're going to play Stan's What's on
Seriously,
the List.
Seriously, why is a grown woman going around smashing stuff with a hammer?
And she's smashing her own garbage pails before she went over there. Just to let everybody know, I'm on the warpath. Stan and Haney, 96.
I'm on the warpath.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. You are about 20 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word, and that could get you $1,000. Keep listening for that. We're about a half hour away from traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from our question of the week. But right now, we want to give you a chance to win. And we're going to do this by playing another edition of Stan's What's on the List. 10 things on this list. You name one of them, and you'll get a prize. Phones are on lockdown right now. Huh?
Just
one of the things on the list. Here's what we have up for grabs today. Some nice prizes. I got more than one pair of tickets to the 15th annual Ballpark Festival of Beers happening this Saturday at Hammond Stadium. If you've not gone to a Ballpark Festival of Beers,
then you probably don't know what a pretzel necklace is.
You know what? I asked other people around here and other radio stations. They know exactly what the pretzel necklace is. And you'll say afterwards, thank you, Stan, for suggesting that pretzel necklace. It was great.
And it's a great thing you can do with your wife. It really is.
It brings
bonding.
A couple together. Yeah, it does. But what happens is you go into, you hand your tickets over. You go into the stadium where they're not the Miracle anymore. What are they? The Muscles? Is that what they are? The Mighty Muscles? You go in there. It's going to be a tough time for me to get used to that. And on the concourse, where they have all the refreshments and all that, they have tables set up with different distributors of more than 100 craft beers. And you walk up there and, what is that? Would you like to try some? Why, yes, I would. Unlimited sampling once you're in there of more than 100 craft beers. It's a blast. I also have more than a pair of tickets to go see Dirty Honey this Friday at Dixie Roadhouse. I have Everblades tickets. You select the game you want to go to. Tell Rob I want to go to the Everblades game and pick a day. If we got the tickets, they're yours. And we also have a 10-ounce bottle of the delicious Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw.
It's a super condiment.
You just have to guess one of the things on the list. So let's play Stan's What's on the List. 277-9600. Ten correct answers on this list. So many of us use voice assistants, whether it's the Alexa, the Siri, the Google, where you can...
I know you love it.
Yep. Where you can go and say something to it and hopefully get a reply. Recent survey was done. A team of researchers recently talked to over 1,000 people who use voice assistants, and they asked them, what are some of the things that they help you with? You got the top 10 answers. What do you use it for? If you've got an Alexa, you've got a Google, you got a Siri, what do you use it for? I got the top 10 answers. Get one of them, get a prize. Phone lines have been released. 277-9600. Remember, kids, and I'm going to have to start reminding people of this. This is a phone contest, a phone game. You may like to text, but that doesn't get you a prize. If phone lines are busy, realize that when I finish caller, it frees open a line.
We have other games that are for text.
Yep. This is phones, telephones. Top 10 things we ask our voice assistants to help us with. What do you use it for? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby, I got the top 10 here. Give me one of the things that we use our Alexa or Google or Siri for.
For maps.
Maps? I'm gonna give it to you. It was number 9. Check travel information, the maps, where you're going and stuff. Remember, it talks to you, so I'll give it to you though. Number 9. What would you like?
I'll take the. He didn't say Nickelback tickets, did he?
I don't have any of those today.
Oh damn.
And okay, because he did not say that
I don't believe he did.
He didn't say that. I got Dirty Honey. I got Ballpark Festival of Beers. I got Everblades tickets. I got Barbecue Saw.
Dirty Honey tickets.
You got it. Hold on. Check traveling maps. Okay, you're traveling. You need to. There's 10 more on the list. And if you noticed right there, I'm pretty lenient.
Today.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
Not doing too badly.
You're pretty lenient today because you woke up in a good mood.
I did, and then I was in a bad mood. Then I went back to a good mood, and you put me back in a bad mood.
You forced it into a good mood.
Stephanie, what do you think?
Yeah, we've had the same day. I was thinking to buy things.
To buy things. Hold on.
Are you in a good mood, Stephanie?
I am back in a good mood. I went from good to bad to good to bad. Here we are at good.
Well, that's wonderful.
To buy things.
It's a struggle to stay in a good mood.
That is too far off. I cannot give it to you,
Stephanie. Give it to her.
I can't.
Oh, give it to her.
All right, she was in a good mood.
Hold it. Stephanie, I am. You're kind of way off. I guess doing this with your voice assistant can help you purchase something, but you would purchase it by doing what with your voice assistant?
You would purchase it by...
Where would you go?
Oh, you'd go to Amazon for Alexa, because that's who I love.
But the whole thing, when you sign on to a computer, your Alexa goes on, you are on the what?
On the interweb.
Yes, you are on the internet. Number 7. See, look at this. We worked it out.
I love that.
So are you in an even better mood now?
I'm in a way better mood because I want to go see me some Dirty Honey.
Yeah, well, that's what you're going to do. Hold on.
Yes.
All right. That is...
Yeah. I did it for your own safety. I don't want you to be in the position of telling Stephanie no.
This is going to hurt my reputation.
You hear me? No,
so
but
lenient.
You can't tell her no.
She don't like the word no. I can tell she's one of those. Doesn't like the word no.
You could pick out any of the major cuss words, and she may not appreciate that, but she'd rather hear them than no.
All right, we're out of Dirty Honey. I've got Ballpark Festival of Beers. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got Barbecue Saw.
I won't intervene again.
Well, you know, because right off the bat, I mean, to buy something, well, it's not there. But to be on, you have to be on the internet that you can use your voice assistant for to do that. I'm really stretching. I gotta tighten up. 277.
Well, somebody's going to get screwed.
9600. Yes, it's going to happen. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Katie.
And Katie doesn't like hearing the word no either. Hi, Katie, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you for asking. What do you think is on this list? Things that we use our voice assistant for.
Is it to check the weather?
Yeah, number 2 on the list. That's the second most popular thing we use it for.
Katie, what goes through your mind on the rare occasion that someone says no to you?
You know, so it depends on the situation. If someone says no, I kind of have to just suck it up and deal with it.
Wow. That is, you're a very well-adjusted woman.
Congratulations.
Katie, what do you want, sweetheart?
I would love some Everblades tickets if they're available.
You absolutely. No. Now, they are available. Rob might have to tell you no if we don't have tickets for a particular date. But go ahead.
We probably do.
But we probably do. and I'm going to send you over to him, and you get yourself some Everblades tickets, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on.
All right. See, I like hearing him in a good mood and happy. And
yep, I agree. All right. Check travel information. Search the internet. Check the weather. There's seven more on here. Not even the number one answer yet. 277-9600.
Because I said it as a joke, but as soon as I said no, you could sense it.
Yep. They start to vibrate.
Yep. And you got to, if you're joking, you better make it clear quick.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Adam in Naples.
Hey, Adam, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good, buddy. We've got check the weather. We've got search the internet. We've got check travel information. What do people use their Alexa or their Google or their Siri for?
I'm going to go with listen to music.
Yeah, it is number three on the board, and I love listening to music on my Alexa. It's the number three answer. I've got Ballpark Festival of Beers, I've got Everblades, I've got Babacusaw.
I will take some Everblades tickets, please.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line. Congratulations. Hold on.
Thank you.
Still have Ballpark Festival of Beers, still have Everblades, still have Babacu. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How are you?
Steve, welcome to the broadcast this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
We have checked the weather, listened to music, searched the internet, checked travel information. What else do you think is on here?
I'm going to say to find a program that you want to watch.
Find a program that you want to watch.
Like a TV show, like a cable TV show or something.
Okay, hold on. Not on the list.
So you're okay there because that's a man,
and he's used to hearing no.
He's totally conditioned that chances are, no matter what it is, the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, no is no. Did you get the one on line one too? Rob
dropped off, so if they can call back.
Okay. All right. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, you've won something from us before, haven't you, Ryan?
I have.
All right. Well, you're eligible to win again. Check weather, listen to music, search the internet, check travel information. What do we use our voice assistants for?
To ask what time it is.
To check the time. Again, I'm teetering on it of giving it to you or not. Be more specific. You just saying about, it's dark outside. Alexa, what time is it?
That's typically why I use mine.
Okay, not on the list.
No.
I will say that he was warm. But didn't nail it, and that's why I asked for a clarification. Not on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, we have checked the weather, listened to music, searched the internet, checked travel information. What do we use our devices for when we speak into them?
To check for our appointment.
I'm going to give it to you to set reminders and to set alarms that you got to be somewhere, you got to do something. I'm giving it to you. Hot damn! What would you like?
The Ballpark Festival of Beers.
You're going to enjoy it. I'll see you there. Hold on. I'm going. I never miss it.
Yeah, well, you're in the club. You're a regular with your pretzel necklace. Yeah. It gets you instant respect.
Sure does. Oh, he's prepared. I got one more Ballpark Festival of Beers. I've got Everblades. I got Babacu. We'll try a couple of more, and then I'll give you the whole list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tony from Fort Myers.
Tony, what do you think's on this list?
I would say to call somebody.
Yeah, simple enough. You are absolutely right. Number five, make a phone call. You can do it right through your device. You're absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll do the Ballpark Festival of Beers, please.
You got it, buddy. You grabbed our last one. Hold on. Last one. Yeah, well, we're at the end of the week, too.
What if somebody's a Kiss ass and says, oh, to listen to Stan and Haney? Would you buy that?
We have on Alexa. We have that on there. You can enable the K-Rock skill,
mm-hmm.
and you and I say hi to everybody. We're on it. We're the ones that when you use the skill on Alexa, it's us. Hey, welcome to 96 K-Rock. We're Stan and Haney.
Yeah, so if somebody's kissing ass, would you give it to them?
No. I got to stick by the rules. And we already got that stuff. I can't, you know. What am I? What am I trying? I mean,
I'd love to see you once on a witness stand.
What do you mean?
For any purpose, just because you start tripping over words when you're talking about things you don't want to talk about.
I would answer a question on the witness stand directly.
There wouldn't be any, hey, look at, you know.
Because you have to answer directly, I'd say, what do you mean? Be more specific. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Adam in Naples. My call got dropped. I want the Everblades to get.
All right, hold on, Adam. Hold on.
Thanks.
Line three is Adam with the Everblades tickets.
Let's not let it happen again.
He hung up. It wasn't his fault. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lori.
Lori, you're our last attempt at this. We have Everblades tickets. We have Baba Kusaw left.
Baba Kusaw.
All right, but you haven't answered yet.
All right.
All right, sweetheart.
She'll get it right.
What do you think?
How to spell something.
How to spell something. You know what? I'm going to give it to you. And because I am being very flexible, I'll say that is the number one answer. To ask Alexa or a random question or to find out a fact.
Perfect.
All right. So there you go. You got the Baba Kusaw, sweetheart.
Thank you. You're guys
welcome.
Rock.
Thank you, sweetheart. Hold
See,
on.
See, because you said yes, yeah. We rock.
Here's the list. The exact answer that was given, not Stan being flexible. A team of researchers recently talked to over 1,000 people who use voice assistants like Alexa, Siri, Google. Here are the top 10 things we use them for. Number 10, nobody got it, and it will do it. Ask them to tell you a joke or to entertain you. I've tried it. It'll tell you a joke. Number 9, get travel information. Nobody said number 8, send a text message. Number 7, search the internet. Number 6, to set a reminder or set an alarm. Number 5, make calls. Number 4, nobody got this one. Check the news. I love my Alexa for that. I'll wake up first thing in the morning before I turn on the TV or anything like that, and I'll just say, Alexa, what's in the news? And it will have a newscast pop on there. Give me all the headlines. Number 3, listen to music. Number 2, check the weather. Number 1, just simply to ask a random question or find out a fact. And I love my Alexa. Stay by the radio, by the way. In seconds, the 4 o'clock safe word. We're Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Dave and Chuck the Freak. Mornings on 96 K Rock. We're Stan and Haney.
And now back to Stan and Haney.
Hi. 2.5 minutes. You got about 2.5 minutes if you want to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. So that means act fast. Style. STYLE. Style.
So much of our communication is taken from old 50s nuclear PSAs.
Yep. Because they were direct back then. You're not trying to fool anybody. Act fast.
Yeah, they were trying to.
Not me. I believed it.
They were trying to tell you that you got hit with a nuclear weapon.
He had a chance.
You might need a toupee.
If you will.
It would be a poor spot for a picnic.
Style. Enter that word at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or text the safe word STYLE to 45911. You have less than 2 minutes to be eligible for the Thou at 4. Next chance will be with Rob Show at 6 o'clock. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, less than 30 minutes away from our question of the week.
Hold on, I got to put traffic in.
That kind of disappeared on me, but I'm all right. I got it right there. I'm good. I'm a pro.
You're fine.
Or as Ray used to say from the dealership, a professional.
And that's something you'll only hear on K-Rock.
That's right.
For good reason.
Let's see. We'll start in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. 23rd Street Southwest and Douglas Avenue South. In Estero, crash. 20,000 block of Grand Oak at the Grand Oak Shops Boulevard, right by the Marathon gas station. And on Sanibel, traffic control, West Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Science.
Science!
Science has finally figured out why stress turns your hair gray.
Look at me. Science!
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, folks, but the days of bringing your emotional support peacock on planes are coming to an end.
Thank goodness for that.
The Philadelphia Flyers mascot Gritty is under investigation for striking a child.
Oh, my God. You want to try that science? Does it work? Because I'm seeing things flashing, but I don't hear anything. Science! Science!
What? What?
Science!
Science! Thank you. Thank you.
And finally, a man in Houston robbed an adult superstore on Monday.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell you what he stole.
Is it for his pleasure or hers?
Who can say these days? These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is so very important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
What's for dinner?
Chicken.
All right.
You know, there's a trial going on in Washington.
Yes, there is.
Where the U.S. Senate is supposed to be the jurors.
Yes.
And they are not happy, the senators, at being forced to sit there and listen to things they'd rather not hear. They're not used to being told what to do. They're
right.
Senators. But in this case, they're a jury. They may want to pay attention to today's list of the
top
tips for getting out of jury duty.
Top tips for getting out of jury duty.
something Haney and I have yet to figure out how to do.
Well, it's simple. Just be you.
Yeah. Well, once they know it's us, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being called in and saying, why do they want us?
Mm-hmm. Never forget that. Was at the courthouse, been there all morning, finally get in front of a judge at 1:30 in the afternoon. Courtroom's packed, and the judge looks over at me. What are you doing here? Counsel? Anybody got a problem with Shock Jock here getting out of here to do a show? I didn't think so. Go on.
True story.
Whenever the judge asks for order, yell two burgers and a small fry and run around the court slapping high fives. Yell out objection every time a lawyer starts to speak.
You guys are doing good.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I need that today.
Come down later for moose soup.
I can't make it.
Tell the judge there's no way you can be impartial unless some serious bribe money is involved.
You're damn right.
You guys think you're funny.
Hey.
You really do?
Jeez.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Isn't this funny?
It's fine. It's all right. Just sit back and listen.
Ask the defense attorney if he's working pro boner.
Now that's funny.
Is it?
You really do?
I don't know what's funny anymore.
Neither do I.
You think this is funny?
Not according to you.
Because people get their feelings hurt over nothing.
I know. I know it. More people have tried to attack our character because their feelings are hurt in the last year than I have had in the previous 28.
That's weird.
If you can't laugh at yourself, then who can you laugh at? Haney and I tear each other from limb to limb with insults, and we're an equal opportunity offender. It's all fun and games when it's somebody else, but you don't want your feelings. In the last year, grown adults who just might not like our tone are offended.
Or they don't, truly don't understand what we're talking about.
So I don't know what's funny, pal.
You guys think you're funny.
Well, I find it offensive that you asked that question.
I agree.
You really do?
Yes.
Top tips for getting out of jury duty.
Yes.
Wear a t-shirt that says Team Weinstein.
That's a good one.
Ask the judge at what point you get to yell out, you can't handle the truth.
Oh, God.
Vow to be as just and forthright as Adam Schiff. And finally, the very top tip for getting out of jury duty.
Yes.
Proudly declare that the coronavirus will not stop you from performing your civic duty. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That was pretty funny.
You really do?
Yeah. All right. Back down.
Really do what?
You guys think you're funny.
email. I'll throw in a couple of texts here because people are irate.
Why?
Well, because
life's too short.
Because we were talking about Alexa. I'll get to that. Ben apparently has been trying to get a hold of us now for a good half hour.
Give us a piece of his mind.
He wanted to let me know about my drone. That if you have trouble with your drone, you need to use a 64-bit phone. He said if you are using a 32-bit, it will not work or download. That is not what my problem is. The company.
His problem is that it was an impulse buy.
It was an impulse buy. The company did not update their app to run it. I went online. I went to various chat rooms where they're all saying the same thing. They need to update their deal. Hey, thanks a lot, Stan, for telling Alexa to check the news. The thing's still babbling. Sorry about it. I mean, come on. Heard you guys talking about things that you use for the Alexa. I don't know if you guys knew this. I use it for locking and unlocking my doors, turning off the lights, and other products. Yeah, you got to get the special thing for it, though. And I'm worried enough now with like my Ring stuff on Wi-Fi. I don't want somebody talking in my room saying that I'm Santa and I'm your friend. That'll scare me.
I don't think they're after you.
I don't think so. When?
I think you're safe.
I hope so. When we...
Not to say they can't get into your Ring.
Yeah.
But I think once they see what's there, they'll go,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just Stan.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yep.
When we come back... We do it every Thursday. We'll open up the phones. We'll ask you our question of the week. You have the correct answer because it's going to trigger something in your head. And we'll hear what you have to say to our question of the week. It's not yes or no. And we'll do that when we come back. Your phone calls for our question of the week. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney. 96K-Rock.
You know, our baggage. What about your baggage? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home in just a second. But it is Thursday, and before we do traffic, we will now pose to you our question of the week. You have the right answer. The correct answer is your answer, and we'd love to hear your answer. 277-9600.
Nice thing is you can't get it wrong.
Can't get it wrong. And I have phones on lockdown right now. I'll pose to you the question of the week. While we do traffic, I'll release the phones and give us your answer to our question of the week. Last week, I pulled an oldie but goodie out that we did years ago, and this is another one that I know everybody will have an answer to. We haven't done this one in a long time. And here it is. Let's take the hypothetical situation. You're getting ready to go to the electric chair. And the warden comes to you and says, it's traditional that you have your last meal. Anything you want. What would your last meal be? No restrictions on how much fat is in it. No restrictions. You might be allergic to it. You love this stuff. You can have anything you want. I'm talking about an appetizer, entree, and dessert. If you were getting ready to have your last meal before you take the steps and they all start yelling, "Dead man walking." You got your last meal. What would it consist of? Appetizer, entree, dessert, maybe even what you'd have to drink. 277-9600. Anything you wanted, anything. Price is no object. Locating the item, no object. Your last meal. 277-9600. Phone lines are open if you want to answer our question of the week. Let's get you updated on traffic. All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers, where there's a hit and run. 8100 block of College Parkway, right by the 7-Eleven. In Bonita, disabled vehicle. Burnwood Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. Hypothetically, you're getting ready to walk the Green Mile, and the warden tells you it's your last meal. What do you want? You can have anything you want. Appetizer, entree, dessert, beverage. What would it be? 277-9600. Well, I'll tell you, for me, right off the bat, appetizer, pound and a half of northern steamer clams with drawn butter, and just gonna the long neck little soft shell steamer clams, pound and a half. For my entree, surf and turf, a filet mignon with a plump buttered lobster tail. For dessert, a slice of blueberry pie and maybe an ice-cold IPA to wash it all down with.
Would they let you have alcohol?
If not, then I'd have cherry Kool-Aid. And on the side, you know, with the surf and turf, I want some hush puppies on there. Little coleslaw, tartar sauce to dip. Some Stan and Haney barbecue sauce to just dip that filet mignon in, just to give it a little taste. Maybe every other bite, a little sauce. If it's a good enough steak, I don't need anything on it. And a nice plump lobster tail, blueberry pie. Haney, you're going to the gallows. Your last meal. Anything you want. Entree, appetizer, dessert, drink.
It's got to be somewhat realistic.
Yeah, mine, I think, was all realistic.
Are there any limitations?
No. It's one order, Haney. It's not five orders that you're going to eat and graze over a period of time. The clock strikes midnight. You got to be ready to go. So what would your appetizer be? One appetizer. Jeez, this doesn't have to be difficult.
You've been with me when I order food.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
For an appetizer?
Yeah.
A sack of Crystal cheeseburgers.
Okay. Entree.
How many am I allowed to have?
One entree. You can have multiple sides with it. Like I'm having surf and turf, so I got a lobster tail and a filet mignon.
I want a bottle of vinegar.
Well, that'll come.
I want salmon patties.
Okay.
And I would like to have mustard greens, collard greens, mashed potatoes, and baked beans.
All right. Dessert?
Peanut butter pie.
All right. Sweet iced tea for a beverage?
Well, that goes without saying.
All right. There you go. That's good. Rob, you got it. I'm telling you, the gallows are waiting. Your last meal. What do you get for an appetizer?
The butterfly shrimp, just a basket of it. I like that.
Basket of butterfly shrimp, your entree.
You ever have the Sonic breakfast burritos? they're the best. They take tater tots and put them inside the burritos.
So that would be your entree.
A tray of those.
Okay.
My dessert would be churros. You ever have the churros, the Mexican dessert? Yes. Those are fantastic. And then to drink as much Corona as possible.
But you're in prison. No alcohol.
Root beer. I like root beer. I'm a good root beer guy.
Oh, yeah. I like a good A&W. A good Hires. 277-9600. You're headed to the gallows. The clock is going to strike midnight. They're going to give you your last meal. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey.
Am I on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
What? Lisa.
I'm not.
Oh, there you
are. Is it Lisa, bitch?
It is.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, baby, how are you?
I'm good. You guys are so hard to get through to, you know.
Well, right now we are because everybody under the sun wants to tell us what their last meal's going to be.
Well, I was trying to call earlier, every week I try to call you. It's impossible. Well, you're going to have to drive up there and come see you.
Either that or something's broken. I wish you would come down and say hi.
We'd love to see you. It's only been like 30 years.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I had to go back to work because my office manager had a stroke. So.
Oh, jeez.
Who has to go back in?
All right, Lisa. So. Last meal.
But anyway, my last meal would be Yucatan shrimp, a dozen Yucatan shrimp. Any kind of tacos, like probably about 10 tacos. And I can't have alcohol. That kind of stinks. So
yeah, I know, because I wanted an IPA, but you're in prison.
You know, I'd have like a six-pack of Michelob Ultra. But,
who wouldn't? Well, that, I don't know.
How about the non-alcoholic kind?
You could do that. Would you like an O'Doul's?
No, never mind. Let's look. just take water. How about that?
All right, water's fine.
And then my dessert, I would have a couple packs of the Tate's gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. They're the best.
Now, let's say...
Why gluten-free? I mean, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be going to the gallows in like a half hour.
Well, strangely enough, the gluten-free ones, I think, taste better than the regular ones.
Okay.
Now, let's make an exception for you and say that, in your case, you are allowed to have alcohol. What would be so important?
I really like my Michelob Ultra, but if I couldn't have that, I'd have like a nice Bloody Mary or margarita.
Right on. Don't be a stranger, Lisa.
I won't. Maybe I'll come up and see you when I get
time. All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
We love our Lisa, bitch.
She's another one that's been there since the very beginning. Very beginning. And a wonderful woman. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Yes, ahoy.
Hello, this is Glenn from Naples.
All right, Glenn from Naples. And I appreciate it. You're projecting very well. You're really enunciating. You're getting ready to go to the gallows. Your last meal. Appetizer, entree, dessert, and drink.
Okay, first of all, guys, I've listened to your show for years, never tried to call, but this one perked my interest. I'd have to start with colossal stone crab claws right out of the water here. Now, Shawshank Redemption, those boys drank beer on the roof.
Yeah, so but that, they I would let like an exception go. That was an exception.
Well, perhaps they would for me, too.
Okay,
I'd like to have
special.
A Chevalier Monrocher Grand Cru. It's a beautiful French white burgundy with my claws.
Yeah.
Then I would have seared bluefin tuna and seared Kobe beef rare asparagus with béarnaise sauce. Then I would finish with a flourless chocolate torte and fresh raspberries that I'd need a 40-year-age Connie Ford to sit along with that. And then I'd smile as they shot the juice through me.
That's a different approach, though.
Yeah.
That's like a celebratory meal.
Yeah.
What I was going for was comfort.
Exactly. That's the way I looked at it.
I don't want to be dazzled or anything. Yeah. I want to know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to worry about hitting that glass wrong and it spilling everywhere. I want to have
just my favorite things. And, you know, if it's the last thing you're going to do, make it the right thing.
Right on, brother. And look, your answer's right. If you want to go the gourmet elite stuff,
if I was allowed to have alcohol, I'd have a bottle of champagne from your
wedding.
It's good
champagne.
Did you drink
the other one?
Oh yeah,
I can get you another bottle.
I would love it.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Jeff from Cape Coral.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Good. I would like sausage gravy and biscuits.
All right.
With a side of sliced potatoes with butter as thick as you can get it. My damn dog. Sorry, bud. Steak.
Go lie down. Lie down.
Shut up, Buster. anyway.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with biscuits and gravy.
No, you cannot. Now, what? A potato with butter.
Yes. And then prime rib.
Oh, nice.
Tail, and a salad with a bunch of beer.
All right,
and
dessert?
Michelob, not diet, not light.
Can anybody still get regular Michelob beer?
I can't find it.
Neither can I.
Why?
Ultra.
I don't know.
I don't know. Bunch of...
Easy.
sorry.
All right. And what are you having for dessert?
Strawberry shortcake.
All right. Right on. Right on. And Haney and I have mentioned this before. Before all the craft beers and all the IPAs and all that coming out, when Haney and I were growing up, you knew you were drinking a quality beer if you bought the original, not the light, not the ultra, the regular Michelob beer. That was like when I was...
Well, that's what weekends were made for.
Yeah, that was one of the best.
Weekends were made for Michelob.
277.
That's what I was taught.
Yep. 9600. You're getting ready to go to the gallows. The clock is going to strike midnight. You have your last meal. Anything you want. Appetizer, entree, dessert, beverage. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Mike.
Mike, the last meal.
Well, I had all kinds of fancy thoughts in my head until you mentioned Northern Steamers, and then everything changed.
Yep.
So I think I would go with the steamers and a soft shell crab sandwich.
That's phenomenal. What about for dessert?
How about a Buckingham Farms key lime pie?
Woo! And do you want anything special to drink?
Well, you said I couldn't have alcohol.
Well,
so
let's. All right, like, you know what? I'm letting that rule go. Shawshank style. What do you want?
A bucket of suds.
All right, brother. And it is, and we're finding out. Everybody has their comfort foods, or you want to go, you know, super gourmet. You may as well enjoy it.
Give me a couple of minutes at the end.
All right. Why? What do you got?
Because with the subject matter going on, yeah. I just got
okay.
going
all right,
through my
all
head.
Right. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Anthony from Bonita.
Anthony, last meal.
We're going to start off with wings from buffalo chips, medium sauce.
All right.
As an appetizer. Entree would have to be a beef Wellington, but it has to be made by Gordon Ramsay himself.
Oh, yeah, beef Wellington when it's done right, man.
Well, Gordon Ramsay would know how to do it.
Exactly. And then dessert, something simple like a key lime pie.
All right, there we go. Remember when we used to get all the time Randy's key lime pie?
Oh, yeah. That was perfection.
Yeah. I think you can still get them in places because it's been franchised out. But
and
Randy
what a
used
nice
to
man.
Make the best key lime pie, world famous.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chuck from Chautauqua, New York.
Do you have a stick pin, Chuck?
I do.
All right, good man.
From a text message.
How are things in Chautauqua, New York?
It's cold and snow covered.
Yeah, I hear
moment.
You. Your last meal.
My appetizer is definitely going to be Gulf oysters.
Okay.
And then I'm going for the pan-fried grouper. And then I got to have some key lime pie.
You're really missing Florida, aren't you?
I'll be there in 2 weeks. For 6 weeks. Benita Beach Road. I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. And, you know, and if you're tough to do, he was talking about that grouper. You got to watch him make it because you got to make sure it's really grouper. A lot of places will say it's grouper, but it's not.
You're talking about square grouper?
Yes.
I wonder how many people even know what that means anymore.
I don't know, but you better be aware of it. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, it's Paul in Naples.
Hey, Paul, what do you have for the last meal?
I'm not hungry.
Doo-dah, doo-dah. This is a great song.
And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal.
Yuck.
23 minutes ago.
Clean that up.
And nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap, and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movie, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go.
Oh, they loved him in prison.
Mm-hmm.
With my feet on a trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to wanna die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Mark Haney in the news is next.
Bang, bang. Sizzle and hizzle in the afternizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Well, I'll get you updated on traffic. Rob's show at 6 o'clock. Chance for a thou. I want to talk seriously because so many people that listen to this show and want to participate in this show are missing out on a lot. And I don't know what it's like when Rob is on or when Matt Mangus is on or Dave and Chuck the Freak. We have the Absolute Law text line. And I like the text line if people are coming in and they want to go and mention a traffic accident or they have a comment that they want to make. But when we do, like, for example, what we just did, our question of the week, and earlier today when we did What's on the List, it is a telephone-generated game or exercise. I cannot begin to read the probably in 15 minutes on the air, the 40, 50 texts that we got because people wanted to tell us their last meal. That's why I always tell you.
Well, let's begin now and see if we can get through them all.
And that's why I tell you, if you can't call in and we didn't get to your phone call, email us. And I look over all the emails that we get, and if they're good emails where you're answering our question of the week or something, I'll read them. But with texts, everybody's click, 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 click on their phones. there's no way I can go through all of those texts, and we're in a hearing business. You got to listen. Me reading them or you sending them off in a text form, I'll never get to.
Well, very tenuously related, because you're talking about communicating, but in different ways. And I saw something on the Daily Mail today, and I almost just ignored it because of the look of it. But when I realized what the concept was, I clicked on it. And it was talking about how we have the catch-all term social media, but they're all kind of different. And it was showing celebrity women as examples of what photos do they use on social media.
Right, and it's a real, it's hot right now. Everybody's doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and so they show one where they're all dressed up.
For LinkedIn.
For LinkedIn, then Facebook. They show, family, or they're conservatively dressed. Then for Tinder, it's got to be, some sort of
sexy,
swimsuit.
Yep. For Instagram, it's eating some kind of food and you're or, at a party.
Or super glamorous.
Yeah. It's. I guess that's the good example. We're in an audio medium, and writing out your answer in the hopes that during the break I can read it is difficult. Before work, if you didn't get on the air, and again, I want to talk to you, and so that you can hear me and I can hear you. If you want to go and email me, because after we're done, Rob's got the room and he gets the texts. He's not going to read 50 texts from a previous
show.
Well,
you don't know that.
Well, I don't know what he's up to.
Then again,
I tell you what he's up to. He's teabagging.
Yeah, you wouldn't be teabagging yourself in a bowl of soy sauce either.
Right.
You don't know what he does.
So if you didn't get through to us, email us, and then I can go and say, man, that's a really good one. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Then they come to us. So I'm sorry. So many texts coming in, but it's not, you can't utilize them for the segment.
You know,
we
those
just
different
did.
Pictures for LinkedIn and Facebook and all the different sites. That's too much work, man.
Yeah. It's all about image, baby.
I don't like image.
Let's get you.
I like truth.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Well, there are four truths right there. She can bring home the bacon, mix
fry
it
up
in a
pan. And smoke Virginia Slims.
And never let you forget you're a man. That's the way it was. Let's go and take a look at what's going on here. A couple of things on the board. Both of them in Bonita Springs. Crash, Crown Lake Court and Arroyo Road. And then a disabled vehicle, Bonita Springs, Burnwood Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, January 23rd.
Double M, double X.
telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
I bet you'll have fun with this one, Stan. I'm going to tell you right now. This is a fact.
All right.
Only three people in history have sold 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist and 100 million albums as part of a group. There are only three.
You can name one right off the bat. Paul McCartney.
Of course, Paul McCartney has done solo work, and he was also a member of Wings.
Yep.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Group and a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
You are correct.
What the third? I had no idea.
You'll know it as soon as I say it.
What?
He was a member of the group Genesis.
Phil Collins.
Yep.
Yeah. But they're the only three.
They are the only three that have ever done it. You know, there's a little something we've learned about women.
They're crazy and capable of anything.
And who can say why things work out the way they do? But only two women in the history of the United States have ever tried to assassinate a president.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, both of them went after Gerald Ford. And yep. It occurred within 3 weeks of each other in 1975.
Correct.
So there was something about Gerald Ford that drove women nuts.
Squeaky Fromm, who was one of Manson's gals, she never got a shot off. She had trouble handling a gun. And she tried to assassinate Gerald Ford. And never got the shot off. I want to say that a Secret Service guy got a hold of her before she was able to pull the trigger. And shortly after that, what was her name? Sarah Jane Moore got a shot off. But some guy in the crowd hit her hand and it went up in the air. Sarah Jane Moore and Squeaky Fromm.
And poor Gerald Ford, nice man.
Nice guy, football player.
What is it about Gerald Ford that turned women just murderous?
I don't know. And I believe both of them are still alive, and both of them are still in jail.
But you know
what?
Maybe
Squeaky died, I don't know.
I can identify with President Ford. I know what it's like. And you're like, why? I'm a decent guy. I'm pretty sure that we have talked about this before, but it's still amazing enough to bring up for those that didn't know. Some of you may know this, but in the 80s, for a brief moment in time, Pepsi was the sixth most powerful military in the world.
I don't even know. Have we talked about this?
Yes.
Pepsi was the sixth. Pepsi, like Pepsi Cola.
Yes, they controlled the sixth most powerful military in the world.
I didn't know that.
Well, in the 80s, the Soviet Union was falling apart.
Right.
And the Russian people could not get enough Pepsi. They just loved it, couldn't live without it.
Yep, that and blue jeans.
And so Russia approaches Pepsi and says, look, we're going to have riots if we don't have Pepsi. We're a little short on cash. But here's what we can do. We can give you a bunch of submarines and naval vessels in exchange for the Pepsi.
Wait a second. Russia was going to give Pepsi a bunch of submarines?
No, it wasn't that they were going to. They did.
Oh.
They gave Pepsi submarines and naval ships in exchange for Pepsi.
Keep in mind, they're falling apart over there.
Yeah.
That's the barter system now.
So Russia gives Pepsi submarines and basically their own navy. And when it was all said and done, they did the math. And at one point, Pepsi was the sixth most powerful military in the world.
By the way, that's Martha Stewart on LinkedIn, Facebook, Tinder, and what's the other one? Instagram.
You know, when I look at that, I'm reminded of the great film War Games, when the artificial intelligence that was in charge of our nuclear arsenal said, the only way to win the game is not to play. Science.
Science! Science!
Science is always there for us to answer the tough questions.
Thank you.
Now, we've always heard that enough stress will make your hair turn gray.
Look at me.
And there does seem to be anecdotal evidence of that, but why would that happen? Well, scientists at Harvard have finally figured it out with the definitive answer. They say it has to do with your sympathetic nervous system.
I agree. But
which is responsible for the fight or flight mechanism, that particular response when under stress. They say that when the fight or flight is activated, it can produce a chemical that attacks the cells that color your hair. And when it happens enough times, there's no turning back. That's when your hair goes gray for good. You don't need to tell me. I appreciate you keeping your cap on. Because I picture you like you always are.
Now people start calling me Santa.
No, it's, it's willful ignorance on my part. As long as you keep the cap on.
Yeah.
On one level, I know that your head is full gray.
I don't know about full. Salt and peppery.
But I, okay, because see, that's where I want to. That's where I want to be. So yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely right, pal. You might be overstating it a little bit, but maybe salt and pepper. Okay, if you insist. I don't think anyone would notice, as long as you keep that cap on, pal.
Yeah.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, January 25th and 26th, during the Diamond District's Winter Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers, only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturers' direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I think this will be good news for most of us, but bad news for some people.
What do you mean?
Well, they've had the upper hand up until now.
They have?
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about people that need a pet llama to get through the anxiety of traveling.
Support.
The U.S. Department of Transportation just proposed new rules that would bring an end to the era of emotional support animals on planes.
Right. Bring a pet rock.
If their rules take effect, the only service animals, emotional or otherwise, the only animals that would be allowed on an airplane are dogs.
All right, good.
That means no pigs, no miniature horses, no turkeys,
boa,
no peacocks. And you think it sounds ridiculous? These are all things that have been brought onto a plane.
Yes, they have.
The DOT worded their proposal very carefully to make sure that they were sensitive to people with legitimate needs for support animals. But they are cracking down to limit people who, quote, falsely claim pets are service animals. Now, the number of complaints about service animals on flights has jumped from around 700 complaints in 2013 to more than 3,000 last year.
My campaign's working.
The president of the Association of Flight Attendants say they're very happy with the proposal. Quote, the days of Noah's Ark in the air are hopefully coming to an end. Because the people running the airplane, somebody, you know, walks in with a horse and a pig.
Yep.
And they don't even know if they're allowed to say anything.
Well, now they can.
It is at the stage now where it is open for public comment for the next 60 days. And then we'll get back to business. going to the hockey game. It's a good time. And
Yeah, it is.
Most hockey teams have their iconic mascot. We all love Swampy.
Yeah, who doesn't? I remember up in Hartford, they had Pucky.
Well, the Philadelphia Flyers got a lot of attention a few years back when they created a new mascot called Gritty.
Oh, there's Pucky.
Gritty is a big, furry, orange creature who went viral for being the stuff of nightmares.
Oh, look at him.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, now, according to Philadelphia police, Gritty is under investigation for assault.
He should be. I don't even know what the charge is.
Well, I'll tell you what the charge is. Not that it matters. You know, Stan, you know how it is. You show me the man or the mascot, and I'll find you the crime. Back in November, Gritty was doing a photo shoot with fans. One of them, a 13-year-old, hit Gritty on the head after a photo. And the kid's father claims he playfully patted Gritty. Yeah. Well, there's kind of a bit of distance between punching somebody in the back of the head and a playful pat.
Yeah.
But apparently, whatever happened infuriated Gritty, and it's alleged that Gritty got up and punched the 13-year-old in the back. The Flyers say that they've done their own investigation.
Of course they have.
Gritty denied everything. No witnesses backed up the story, so they dropped it. But the police aren't so sure. You know, based on his appearance, they feel they need to look into this.
Yep. I didn't press charges when the Florida Panthers mascot assaulted me.
He assaulted you because you were about to screw everything up and he was trying to pull you up onto the truck.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? Yeah, I remember Stanley Panther going, right. Yeah, but what's wrong with your friend? Simple, man. What is he, Bush League?
Oh, he came out on the truck, remember, and we were waving and stuff?
No.
Or we were supposed to get on the truck.
Yeah, I got on the truck with Stanley C. Panther, yeah. And you're off in your own world blowing kisses to Miami.
Yeah, you know, there was a time they asked us to go to Miami to be, represent the
one Panthers. Time. And then
they
you
didn't
see
invite us back.
And then you see the truck pulling away from you,
yeah.
And you start to try to run on the ice,
yeah.
And Stanley C. Panther tried to save you and pull you up on the truck.
He assaulted me.
All right.
Bill?
Bill? We can only speculate on the plans that 23-year-old Jaquan Thompson had for Monday night. But what we do know is this.
Yes.
Jaquan went to an adult superstore in Houston and stole several items. He made it out of the store with these items.
Yes.
Before the police tracked him down and arrested him for theft.
Jeez. Wow.
Here's the damage from the adult superstore robbery and
yeah.
What Jaquan had on him. 21 pieces of lingerie.
Well, whatever you feel comfortable in.
Well, they were all teddies designed for women. An ungodly amount of lube. Beads designed for a specific purpose.
Yep.
An item called the fireman pump. All told, it was about $1,100 worth of merchandise in total.
Jeez. I don't know if I need to see a picture of the fireman pump. There it is, right there.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, January 23rd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
That's there he is, little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
You think that's funny, huh?
The fireman's pump off the screen and get me Cosell.
You guys think you're funny?
Oh, don't start with me.
You really do?
What a dick.
Jason and Todd
funny?
From the Diamond District bringing us news. Yeah.
Get that guy out of here.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming in at 6 o'clock, about 15 minutes from now. He'll have the 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Let's get you updated on traffic. All right, three things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Traffic control. Colonial Boulevard and Plantation Road. And we got a crash, Fort Myers. Michael G. Rippey Parkway and Alico Road. One showing up in Bonita Springs right now. It's a crash. Bonita Beach Road, southeast and south. Tamiami Trail.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Only good family news has passed along. Like, if your great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln, you'd already know that. But if your great-grandfather was the town drunk, your grandpa's likely to go, I don't remember. I do know I have some Irish ancestry, but apparently the Irish didn't keep great records because, well, draw your own conclusion. Some tells me they weren't busy sunbathing. I'm Irish, but I have blonde hair. Supposedly the only reason the Irish have blonde or red hair is because the Vikings invaded, pillaged, and probably other stuff. Those Vikings, the Scandinavians, I don't know if you've been to Sweden, it's like a whole country of Scarlett Johansson's. If I was in Ireland at that time, I would have been, oh no, some Viking lady's coming to pillage me. I guess I'll hide on this bed covered in rose petals. Hopefully she can help me put together that table.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're at the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter is so very important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
What's for dinner?
Chicken.
You know, there's a trial going on in Washington.
Yes, there is.
Where the U.S. Senate is supposed to be the jurors.
Yes.
And they are not happy, the senators, at being forced to sit there and listen to things they'd rather not hear. They're not used to being told what to do. They're
right.
Senators. But in this case, they're a jury. They may want to pay attention to today's list of the
top
tips for getting out of jury duty.
Top tips for getting out of jury duty. Something Haney and I have yet to figure out how to do.
Well, it's simple. Just be you.
Yeah. Well, once they know it's us, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being called in and saying, why do they want us?
Mm-hmm. Never forget that. Was at the courthouse, been there all morning, finally get in front of a judge at 1:30 in the afternoon. Courtroom's packed, and the judge looks over at me. What are you doing here? Counsel? Anybody got a problem with Shock Jock here getting out of here to do a show? I didn't think so. Go on.
True story.
Yeah.
Whenever the judge asks for order, yell two burgers and a small fry and run around the court slapping high fives. Yell out objection every time a lawyer starts to speak.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you. I need that today.
Come down later for moose soup.
I can't make it.
Tell the judge there's no way you can be impartial unless some serious bribe money is involved.
You're damn right.
You guys think you're funny.
Hey.
You really do?
Jeez.
Who is this guy?
I don't
you
know.
It's funny.
It's fine. It's all right. Just sit back and listen.
Ask the defense attorney if he's working pro boner.
Now that's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. You really do?
I don't know what's funny anymore.
Neither do I.
You think this is funny?
Not according to you.
Because people get their feelings hurt over nothing.
I know. I know it. More people have tried to attack our character because their feelings are hurt in the last year.
Weinstein.
That's a good one.
Ask the judge at what point you get to yell out, you can't handle the truth.
Oh, God.
Vow to be as just and forthright as Adam Schiff. And finally, the very top tip for getting out of jury duty.
Yes.
Proudly declare that the coronavirus will not stop you from performing your civic duty. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Left the building.
That was pretty funny.
You really do?
Yeah. All right. Back down.
Really do what?
You guys think you're funny.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.